Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Sachas Kalim Perek Beis Mishnah Mishnevav. And today's Mishnah is going to be learned B'schos Atz Bas Rachol Shishib Zecher Fayin Josevik Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing earthenware Kalim. What can be Mekabel Tomo? What can't be? Says Mishnah Kisui Kadayan Kadishemen. The coverings for pitchers of wine or oil. V'kisui Chavias Niyaros and covers for barrels that are called Niyaros because they come from this place called Niyar. Tahirin, they're not even Mekabel Tomo. That's because they're just meant to use as a cover. They're not meant to hold anything. And even though technically they do have a Taich, they do have some sort of receptacle. If they're turned over, you could put something into them. Since they're just meant to be used as a cover, so they're not mekabel toma. However, if they were metuken, if he changed them, or if he just intended to use them for something, meaning he had in mind that now he's actually going to use this cover for something, to hold something in it, to turn it over and put something inside, so in tamim, they could be mekabel toma. On to another one, kisui halafas, the cover of a pot or a large pan, that's what halafas is, it's like the word ilfas, which is the same thing, bezman shu nakov yesh lechidud tahar. If it has holes in it, or if the top of it ends off in a point, so it can't be mekabel toma, because you can't put anything in it. Very often, people in their kitchens have this with the tops of their pots and pans, that the handle of the top is placed in some sort of way that if you turn it over and put it on the counter, it wouldn't be able to stand properly. It would be tilted or sideways or something like that. And so since that can't hold anything, it wouldn't be mekabel toma. However, if it doesn't have holes in it, or if it ain't lechidud, it doesn't end off in a point, tame, so it could be mekabel toma. Now, why would that be? What use does it have? So Tanakama tells us, b'nei shim sanenes osechei sayarak, that's because a woman, when she takes the vegetables out of the soup or whatever she was cooking in the pot, she puts them inside the overturned cover in order to be able to drain the liquid out of them. So we see that it has a use. It's meant for putting something inside. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik Omer, he says differently. It's not an argument. He's just saying that it has a slightly different use. That's because she takes the runki, which is a whole big clump of vegetables from the pot. She puts them inside. It's not to drain the liquid or anything. It's just to hold the vegetables. And so either which way, this pot cover does have a use. So it would be makabel toma. On to Mishnah Vav. We'll go back to discussing a din that we've spoken about previously. Namely, when we have a kli charas, which did have a use, and then it broke, so we have a gistera, which is a broken piece of that kli. If that gistera has a use, so then it will be mekabel toma. If not, then it doesn't. Now, here we have an interesting case. Gistera shemitzes bekivshon, a broken piece of pottery that was found in the kivshon. Now, the kivshon is the kiln, K-I-L-N, and that's a special oven which is used for making pottery. Basically, they would take special clay, form it into whatever kli they wanted, then they put it inside this kiln, bake it at a very high temperature, and that gives it the hardness of the earthenware kli, and then it's able to be used. So a piece of broken pottery was found inside the kivshon, and so it really depends. Ad shaloi nigmar malachta tahira, mishin nigmar malachta tmeya. If this piece had broken off of the main kli before it reached gmar malacha, meaning before the piece of earthenware was fired up in the kiln, so then this broken piece is tar, it's not mekabel toma, because it didn't actually come from a fully made kli. Only if the kli was finished being made, it was completed, it was inside the kiln, it was baked, and then it was ready to be used as a classic earthenware kli, then a piece broke off of it, okay, so it would be considered a gistra, and it could still be mekabel toma. But if this piece broke off beforehand, before it was fired up and made into a kli, so it's not mekabel toma. It's only after gemar malachas and mekabel toma. Onto another din, titreis, which is a very interesting type of kli. It basically has a narrow top, wide bottom, with a whole bunch of little holes in the bottom. What they would do is fill it with water, and then when a person's finger is placed over the top, covering the hole, none of the water is able to fall out all the tiny little holes on the bottom. You can even try this at home if you maybe have a plastic water bottle that has a very narrow top. You can take a needle and poke a whole bunch of holes in the bottom, fill it with water, and then put your thumb inside or just place your hand over the top so that there's no air that's able to get in. None of the water is going to leak out the bottom. So that's what this kli was. Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik says it's not able to be mekabel toma. That's because it's not able to hold any water. The moment you take your finger off of it, all the water drips out the bottom through those little holes, and so it can't hold anything. Or Rabbi Yossi says it is mekabel toma. Why is that? Mneshu kimoitzi prutos. That's because even when the water does come out, it comes out so little at a time, it's like little prutos, tiny little drops one at a time, because again, the holes at the bottom of the kli are very thin, therefore it is considered to be designed for holding something, and so it could be mekabel toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's mission, Zayin and Ches, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.